The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Which commemorates the great Churban, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash of our temple, and also many other great tragedies which took place to Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah Masechta Tainis and the Daf Chof Vov tells us Chamisha Dvorim Me'iru Es HaBeiseinu B'Shivosa B'Tamis. Five great tragedies took place to our fathers on the 17th of Tammuz. That's the beginning of the 3 weeks. B'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Ov, and five during the 9th of Ov. B'Shivosa B'Tamis Nishtabru HaLuches. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with the tablets and he found that Israel were serving the golden calf, he broke the luchas, the tablets, ubotel hatomid. And it was during this time that the korban tomid, the daily sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, ceased, came to a stop because of the Roman occupation, the hufka ir, and the city was broken through the city of Yerushalayim. V'soruf afis tomis esa Torah. And one of the great tyrants of their time took the Sefer Torah and publicly burnt it. Behemid selim behechel, and he took an idol and put this in the hechel, in the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash. B'tisha b'ov, on the 9th of Ov, nigzar al aveseinu shele yichnesu l'oretz. The first great tragedy that took place was during the time of the Meraglim. It was shortly after the giving of the Torah, and Klal Yisrael came to the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And this was just a little over a year after the Yetzias Mitzrayim, after the Exodus. And Moshe sent scouts to spy out the land, to see how it could be conquered. And they were Meitzi Dibas Oretz, they slandered Eretz Yisrael. And they said, let us go back to Egypt. And it was because of that the Almighty decreed that you or your children who are alive today, you will not go into Eretz Yisrael. Anyone over 20 years old will die in the desert. The new generation will go in. And this decree took place on the 9th of Av. And then many centuries later, after Klal Yisrael went into the land, they settled the land, and they built the Beis HaMikdosh. This is through Dovid HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, King David and King Solomon. The Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed by the Babylonians, and this was the 9th of Av. Ubishnia, and then many centuries later, after it was rebuilt by Ezra HaSofer, it was again destroyed by the Roman occupation, and again on the 9th of Av. V'nilkato Beitar, and later on again on the 9th of Av, Beitar, which was a city of great, great multitude and great strength, was captured. V'nechresho Ir, also on the 9th of Av, the Romans plowed over the city of Yerushalayim. Mishen nichnas Av, mamayitin b'simcha. And therefore, when the month of Av comes, we decrease our rejoicing. And Tisha B'Av is not only the time to commemorate the tragedies of the past, but it is also the day of commemoration of all of the present tragedies that happened to Klal Yisrael, because all of our present tragedies, the pogroms, the holocausts, and other tzoris all come because we are golu mimokam lamokam, exiled from one place to another. And this all has its link to the first and second exile of the Beis Hamikdash and of Eretz Yisrael. One can ask, and this is a question which has been asked many, many times, why is it that we see that Klal Yisrael has so much suffering in this world? And on the other hand, we see the nations of the world, even though they have their problems, but they don't have these types of problems and tragedies. Every nation basically has its own land, and they live in their own land, and they're not exiled from one place to another, and they're not downtrodden and persecuted. Yet by Klal Yisrael this goes on. Hold over Dora Imdi Malenu Lechaleseinu, and every generation they stand up against us. Vakorish Boruchum Atzileinu Miyodom, only through a great miracle of the Almighty are we saved. And this is both at the national level and at the individual level, to the point where the Gemara says that one thing that we see in this world is a certain type of conduct which is tzaddik v'ralei v'rosh v'tevlei, that the righteous do not have such success in this world, while the rishoyim, the evil, thrive. The capitals of the world are built in Yerushalayim. Is an Ir HaChareva. It is a city that, even though we are seeing the rebuilding of it in our time, but still a far cry from the rest of the world. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Yevamos, and Daf Mem Zayin, Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Ger Shebol Yizgayer Bizman Hazeh. That if a ger, a prospective convert, comes, he wants to join Klal Yisrael, so we are obligated to tell him, Eimrim Lei, we are obligated to tell him in very clear, direct words, Maro Iso Shebosol Yizgayer. For what reason do you want to come and become part of Klal Yisrael? Do you not know that Israel in our time is devuim? They are depressed. Dechufim. They are downtrodden. Schufim. They are humble. And they suffer all types of humilities, umeturafin, and they are a nation which are divided, which is divided and torn apart. The yisurin boin alehen, and difficulties and affliction comes upon them. This is what we are obligated. This is what we are obligated to tell the ger. Maro iso. Maro iso shebosel yizgayer. What is making you come to become part of Klal Yisrael? Do you not know she Israel bizmanazed the vuyim, the chufim, schufim, umutorafim? We are a nation which are expelled from land to land. We are persecuted. We are driven. V'yisurim boyin alehem, and affliction comes on them. And then we tell him further. You should know that the world to come is set aside only for the righteous. Yisrael in our time, in this world, cannot receive too much of their goodness. And also too much punishment also. They will not be destroyed in this world. But if you think that you are joining Israel to have a good Eilam Hazeh, a good world here, then you are mistaken. This is what we are obligated to tell the Ger. And if they still insist that they want to become part of Israel, then Mekablin, I say, then we accept them. So here we see the Gemara says explicitly that Israel in this world is downtrodden, is depressed, afflicted, torn apart, and subjected to all types of humilities. And in this world, they will not receive too much goodness. Why is it this way? Is there chairs for the people in the hall? That Israel, that's supposed to be the Am Hashem, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chosen nation, is subjected to tragedy after tragedy, suffering after suffering. And we see that the minute they gain a little success, they come to one land and they establish themselves and they have a little peace and they build themselves up. Comes a pogrom, comes an inquisition, comes an expulsion. They go to another land, they start over again. And this is the history of Israel. And when it comes to the nations of the world, which are full of the great rishus, of the great evil, they are secure in their land. They are successful and not subjected to these sufferings. A very elaborate explanation to this question is given by the Maral Miprag in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael in Perek Yutes, which I would like to discuss with you this evening. The Gemara in Masechta Menaches, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara brings on the Posuk in Yirmiyahu Yud Aleph, Meli Yedidi Vevesi. What is my beloved one doing in my house? This refers to Avram Havinu, to Abraham, who was called the Yedid Hashem, my beloved one. And the Gemara brings Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said, Bisho Shechora Beis Hamikdash, at the time when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Motzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeAvraham Shoyoimid BeBeis Hamikdash. The Almighty found Avraham standing in the Beis Hamikdash in the temple. Omalei Mali Yedidi BeVesi. So he said, what is my beloved one doing in my house? Omalei Al Iske Bonai Bosi. Avraham said that I have come to discuss the problems of my children. The Almighty answered, there's nothing to discuss. Your children chotu, they sinned, they rebelled against me, begolu, and they have been exiled from my house. Omalei, so Avraham said, Shema b'shege chotu, maybe they sinned through error, not with intent. Omalei, aseisa hamizimosa. No. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu states, aseisa hamizimosa. What they did was with intent, malicious intent. Omalei shema mi uten chotu. So Avraham said, perhaps just a few of them transgressed. Omalei harabim. The Almighty answered, no, the majority did. Avraham said, what about the bris mila? Avraham, besides being the father of the nation, he was what, the one who gave them the bris mila? So the bris mila, the fact that they were nimal, they were circumcised, this should have been a schus for them. This should have saved them. No, the Navi states, "Ubesar kodesh yavru me'alecha," that they desecrated the bris milah. It came to a point where they didn't keep the mitzvah. So how can you say that should be their schus? Omalei shema im himtanto lehem hayochozrim b'tshuva. So Avraham said, maybe you acted too hastily. If you would have given them more time, they would have done tshuva, they would have repented. Omalei, so on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, kirar aseichi oz ta'alezi. I had to act now. If I would have given them more time, they would have become worse. Miyad heiniach yodei al reishei v'hoyotzei kubeiche. When Avraham heard this, he took his hands and put them on his head, and he cried out and he wept. He says, is there no hope for my children? A voice of heaven came down and said, Zais ranon, yefei fri sayar, the ripe olive, which is so beautiful, Kora Hashem Shmeich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has called Yisrael by this name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Yisrael as the olive. Ma zai zu achrisei b'seifei, af Yisrael achrisei b'seifei. Just like the olive, its ultimate perfection comes out late, at the end. Rashi brings that the aleph, when you plant it, ein etoin adzman godl, it takes a long time before it starts to mature, before it starts to develop. Ve'achakach tein peiris harbe, and then later on it gives forth much fruit. So just like the aleph, you have to wait a long time, and only later does it give forth its fruit. Af Yisrael achrisan b'seifa. He told Avraham, don't worry. Yisrael's also this way. Does not give forth its fruit, does not come into its perfection until the end, until a long time. And then the Gemara brings, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham, Keilecho Shemati V'chomalti Aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will have compassion on them. Omar the Bishur ben Levi said, Loma nimshali Yisrael is ice. Why is Israel compared to an olive? Leimaloch mazais enolov neshrin lei b'yemei sachama v'yemei sakshomim. Just like the olive, its leaves do not fall off, whether it's in the summer or the winter. Af Yisrael ein lohem betela ilomis, lei b'yelam azeh v'lei b'yelam abo. Israel also has, never becomes destroyed, never ceases, whether it's in the winter or in the summer, whether it's in this world or the next world. Lama Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan said, Lama Nimshlu Yisrael Zayis, why is Yisrael compared to an olive? Lama Loch Mazayis Eina Meitzi Shamnoi El Al Yidei Ketiso. The olive gives forth its oil only through being ground. You must take the olive and you must grind it. You must pulverize it. Then it gives forth its precious oil. Af Yisrael in Chazrin Lamutov El Al Yidei Yisurin. Israel also, they must be ground. They give forth their perfection. They return to what is good, al yedei yisurin, only when they are ground, only through affliction. This is the Gemara. What does this mean? Abraham came, being the father of the nation, try to be melamed zkus, try to find good points for his children. First he said, maybe if they sinned, it was b'shegeg. It was without intent. And without intent, then you cannot hold them responsible for this. Because a person, when he does something without his entire adas, without his entire knowledge, this is not a complete man. And then there would be tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no, it was with intent. Then he said, maybe it was only a minority. If it's only a minority, this is also this shows that it was not in the essence of Israel. It happened to be a segment, but not Israel. The Almighty answered, no, it was the majority. Then Avraham said, let the Bris Kodesh, let the covenant of the Bris Milo, this should stand at their aid. Why? By this he meant something very deep. Because a man was created physical. And when he sins, it's this physical element that is sinning, that is rebelling. But Klal Yisrael has a dimension which is higher than that physical being. And that is shown in the Bris Milo. Because we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a sanctification to the body. He gave a mitzvah to the body, which elevated the physical body to a new dimension. So therefore Avraham said, even if they sinned, but this does not mean that there is no hope for them. Because they can rise above this physical dimension. And that is why we find the mitzvah of Bris Milo was given on the eighth day. Because this physical world of ours was created in 7 days. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah that a man could perfect himself and give a physical sanctification to himself, which makes him more than he was through merely created through the 7 days. So on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, but Besar Kedish, the Bris, they transgressed. They didn't keep it. So how can that be a good point for them? When Avraham heard this, he gave up hope. And he said, isn't there no takona? There's no hope for them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, there is. There is hope for them. Because they are like an olive. They are compared to the olive. Uma zayis achrisen b'seifoi. Af Yisrael achrisen b'seifoi. The olive matures and perfects itself only at the end. So Yisrael. Why is this? Because there's another dimension to Klal Yisrael. Besides this dimension, that they have a sanctification physically,
There's even a greater dimension. They have a strong bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took his name and he sealed his name in the name of Yisrael. He called Yaakov Avinu Yisrael. And in that name is the name Kael. Kodesh Baruch Hu took his name and emblazoned it on Yaakov, which signifies that Yaakov and his children are a dovuk. They are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is even a greater dimension, and that dimension is never lost. So therefore, even though they were chotu, they transgressed and they rebelled, and they didn't keep the Bris Milah, but that bond cannot be lost. This is what the Gemara tells us: Yisrael afal pisha choto. Yisrael who? That Yisrael, even though he has transgressed and he has gone far away, but he's still Yisrael. Unless in certain extreme cases where he can't return. But otherwise he's still Yisrael. The name of the Almighty is still emblazoned in him. He still has the soul which binds him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of his sins, this is just relevant to his other dimensions. But this dimension is beyond that. Therefore, he can always come back. Now, why was this example given? Because of the olive. Just like the olive matures only at the end of days, so Yisrael. The value of the olive is in its shem, its oil. And the oil is something which is held in the penimi, in the innermost part of the olive. Deep in the olive is found the beauty and the perfection of it. And because of this, that it must be ketisha. It can be brought out only through an olive press, only through grinding it. It's not like another fruit that you can eat outright. It's not like another fruit that you merely squeeze and its juices come out. The value of the olive is in its innermost parts, and only through the olive press can it come out. And the olive gives light. What comes from the olive? Shemen, oil. And this oil is used for light. And the olive, we find, was set aside for kol dovar shebikdusha. Was set aside for everything which is sanctified. When we anointed a new king, it was with the oil of the olive. When we anointed the Kahanim, the priests, it was with the oil of the olive. When we anointed the new vessels or instruments which were to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, it was from the oil of the olive. Why was the olive chosen for this? Because this world is a double world. It's a world with a physical shell. It's a world with a physical body, with a physical garment. And that's the Olam Hazeh. That's this world. And then there is a deeper soul, a deeper dimension in this world, which is concealed, which is in the innermost parts. And that's the Olam Haba, the world to come. It's a world we cannot see. We look only at the physical world. It's as if we're looking at someone with a garment on. We see the clothing. But that's not the man. That only clothes the man. And the same thing with man that the Almighty created. He gave him a physical body. And he gave him a physical form. But this is only his exterior. Deep in him is a soul. And that neshama, that's the Shem Hashem. That's the Kael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in Yaakov's name. And that's deep in every person. And that's not nigla, it's not revealed, because it's not exterior. It's an innermost dimension. And that's concealed. And when we deal with something physical, then that has to do with the exterior. That has to do with the superficial. That has to do with this world. That has to do with physical man. But when we deal with something that is beyond the superficial level, beyond the physical level, then we get to the level of kedusha, of sanctity. The level of something which is nivdel, something which is separated. Beyond this first dimension. Then this has to do with kedusha, with sacredness. And that's why the olive also is very similar to this. Because the olive has a physical body. It has an exterior. And even when you open up the olive, still there you do not find its perfection. It's not a fruit that you can open up and take its juice out. Or squeeze it and take its juice out. But only through the ketisha, through the olive press, will this perfection come forth. And therefore, being that it is so similar to these two dimensions that we have in the world, therefore it was set aside for kol dovah shebekdusha, for everything that's sacred. It was used to anoint the kings and the priests and the new vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. Now this first dimension is a dimension which is easy to attain. A physical dimension is easy to attain. It's close to us. Its level is not a high level. And this world is mesugal. This world is built for such an attainment. Because this is the physical world. But that second level, that's a level which is very difficult to attain. That is a very, very great level. And this world is not built for such a level. This world is built for superficial levels, but not something which is so excellent and so perfect as this other dimension. And therefore, ma zayis eina meitzi shamnon el al yidei ketisho, that just like the olive, if you want its perfection, this comes only through grinding it. Af Yisrael, Yisrael also, their perfection comes only through great affliction. Because if you want the perfection of the soul, then the physical garb, the physical exterior must be broken through. If you want the perfection of the physical, then we don't have to break through anything. When we want to eat a fruit, We don't have to grind it. If you want the value of the zayis of the olive, then you must press it. The value of the nations, they are basically physical. They don't need this grinding. But the perfection of Yisrael, that can come only al yedei Yisurin, only through great difficulties and great affliction. Ma zayis achrisan b'seife, all fruits flourish immediately without too much difficulty, because it depends what we are reaching for. But the zayis doesn't flourish, takes a long time, and only b'seif, after a long time, will it flourish. Af Yisrael ein achrison ele b'seifon, their perfection will be later, not now. Ma zayis, just like the olive, tchiloson mar v'seifoi mosuk, in the beginning it's very bitter, only at the end is it sweet. Ein mar ke ale hazayis, there is nothing more bitter than the leaf of the olive tree, because sweetness comes when something is perfect. When a fruit is perfect, then it's sweet. And every fruit will ripen quickly, so it will be sweet. The olive, which takes such a long time to ripen, tchiloson mar v'seife mosuk. Af Yisrael tchiloson mar v'seife mosuk. So is it with Israel. The beginnings are very bitter, but the ultimate is very sweet. This is what the Gemara is telling us. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, don't worry. Even though your children have transgressed, and they have been exiled, and they rebelled against the Bris Milah, and it was with intent, they will come back. Because achrison b'seifon, their ripeness comes at a later stage, not now. This is the difference between Israel and the nations. It all depends what we're aiming for. The nations of the world, that their perfection was at a very, very elementary level. Their perfection was at a physical level. Therefore, it can readily be attained, especially in this world that's a physical world. And therefore, we find great success by the nations of the world. But Israel was not the physical nation. Israel was given a kedusha, a sacredness, which is nister, which is penimi, which is concealed, which is an inner dimension. To develop this inner dimension, that's something that takes years and years and years of labor, like developing the oil of the olive. And in this world, it is impossible to develop this completely, or to see this development, because this is a superficial world. This is a physical world. This is only the garb of the inner world. So therefore, Ein ato yodea, we tell the ger, don't you know that Yisrael, Bizman hazeh, Yisrael in this world is dvuyim, tzchufim, they are depressed, and they are subjected to humilities, and muturafin, and they are torn, and they are dispersed. Ve'eni yecholin lekabel reiv teva, and they can't accept all of their goodness in this world. And this is why also we find that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a physical element that would give forth light. Now light is the most spiritual of the physical world. Light is something which is not tangible at all. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a physical element that would give forth that light, he created the oil of the olive. Because of its nature, because there its perfection comes from the deep, concealed inner parts of the olive. Maybe we will say, if this is the case, so is it possible then that Yisrael might not even be able to last in this world? If this world is so contrary to their nature, maybe the suffering will be so great that they won't even be able to last. So on that the Gemara tells us no. Mazais, just like the olive, it does not ein olive neishrin, it does not lose its leaves, leibi meisachama veleibi meisakshomim, whether in the summer or the winter, af Yisrael, they will not be lost in this world or the next world. Because in order for the olive to come to this perfection, it had to be created where it could withstand many, many seasons. So Yisrael, their perfection is in the next world. And in order for they to come to that perfection, they were created where they could withstand many, many subjugations. And therefore it states that they cannot be mekabel reiv teva or reiv pranias. Too much goodness they will not have in this world, but also too much punishment to the point where it destroys them completely, cholila, also they will not have in this world. Because this world was made to bring them to the next world. And not only does Israel have no perfection, not only does Israel not have the success in this world that we see by others, but we see even further that they do not receive the reward for the mitzvahs. The Medrash tells us in Yalkut Shmeini Mishlei, Yad Lel Yad Leyenakera. Yad liyad, someone who wants his payment, someone who wants his cash, spot cash, given over hand to hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he will not be cleansed of this evil. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Israel, Leisasu esatera almanas lekabel schar miyad, do not do the Torah, do not do mitzvahs with the expectation to receive reward immediately. Do not do a mitzvah and do not keep Torah on the condition to receive reward immediately. If somebody comes and they want to be a Jew, or if a Jew comes and he wants to do mitzvahs, and he does mitzvahs and then he comes back and says, I've been keeping mitzvahs, but I still have as much Torah as I had before. So what's worth all of the mitzvahs? And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yad liyad leyinakera, someone who expects reward right away will not be cleansed of this sin. Do not do mitzvahs with the expectation of receiving reward immediately. Kol mi she'esekach nikra'a, and someone who does, then he is called evil. We see even by Avraham, his reward did not come to him. Not till much, much later. And we, his children, still live by the great reward that the Almighty owes Avraham. Avol, umesa elon, evde glililim. But the nations of the world, the idolaters, miyad liyad aninaisein, They I pay immediately. Shenemar u'mishalem l'seinu v'ilam azeh, v'ein b'yod l'ilam abo. I pay them immediately all of their reward, so they'll have it in this world, and then there'll be no reward for them in the next world. So we see even further. Not only Klal Yisrael does not have great success in this world, but even the reward for the mitzvahs also they do not receive in this world. And what is the reason for this? This is a very deep reason, which is in conjunction with what we were saying. Schar, sochor, reward, this is tashlumin, this is payment. And the Gemara tells us, Ein lecho tashlumin el b'seif, schiris mishtalemes b'seif. Payment comes at the end. The fact is, the Hebrew word of tashlumin comes from the same word as shalom, shalem. This means that when the job is complete, then you get paid for it. A worker, if he's doing something, he can't come in the middle of the job and say he wants payment. Tashlumin means that when it's shalem, when you will finish, then in return for what you have done, you will receive your reward. Now, by the nations of the world, their job in this world, they finish in this world. Job is not done. They have not reached that height that they are capable of reaching in this world yet, while they are still alive. But for Israel, it takes an individual a lifetime to attain his goal. For the nation, it takes a history to attain its goal. Their perfection is so great that it's beyond the confines of this world. The perfection of Klal Yisrael is still to come in the days of the Mashiach. And already more than 5,000 years of the world has passed. If a person will come and demand, I've done mitzvahs, where is my reward? First of all, he's asking for something when the job is not done. But secondly, then he's indicating that he's finished his work. If he's finished his work, then this is a ra, this is an evil. Because this was like someone who was engaged to build a skyscraper, and he builds a little shack, and he's finished. He has not attained his capability. He has not reached to the level that the soul of Israel was given for. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yad le'yad lo yinakera. Do not do mitzvahs. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, le'sase satera omanas le'kabel schar. Le'yad. Do not do mitzvahs on the condition to receive the reward immediately. You won't see reward for it now, because reward is given upon completion, upon perfection. And your completion and perfection is not in this world. Reward you'll have, but it's softened. It is secure for the next world. Nations of the world, they reach their perfection in this world. Therefore, their reward comes immediately. So we see a double phenomena here. That Israel has difficulty having success in this world. This is not their world. While for the nations of the world, this is perfect for them. And secondly, for any mitzvahs we do, that reward is secure for later. But the nations receive their reward right away. We do have teres, the Gemara says. The fruits of the mitzvahs we eat. But not the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself, that is saved for a later time. This is the phenomena which we find Israel in. And this is why we find such a conduct in this world of tzaddik v'ralei, a righteous person, and so much difficulty, problems, hardships. He has to fight poverty many times. There's problems with children, problems with goyim, problems with antagonists, and the same thing with the nation. And when it comes to Duma Yisraelim, we see Mishmani Oretz Yemei Shevecho, that the fat of the land will be your dwelling place. It was on this phenomena that Dovid HaMelech wrote the Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. We're all familiar with the Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadik Beis, which we say every Shabbos. Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, it is a song for the day of Shabbos. Tov Lehedis LaShem Ulazame LeShimcha LaYom. How good it is to praise Hashem and to sing to His name, which is so high. Now, in this whole kapitel, this whole chapter, Dovid HaMelech doesn't mention anything about Shabbos. He says a song for Shabbos. How good is it to praise Hashem? And he mentions nothing about Shabbos or anything related to Shabbos. He starts speaking about how he'll speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed in the morning and his great faith and emunah at night. How he will play on a harp, on an osar, on a novel, on the different instruments, how he will play to Hashem. That he has become so happy with the works of Hashem. How great are the works of Hashem. The barren man will not understand this, and the fool will not. The wicked flourish like the grass. Yotzitza kol peale ovet. And so forth and so on. The righteous are like a tomor, are like a date tree, and like a great cedar tree. But nothing about Shabbos. There's very great depth here. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Tomid, Bizmo Shili Yema Shabbos, when Dovid wrote this Zemer, he wasn't only referring to our Shabbos, but he was referring to the Shabbos of Yom Shekula Shabbos, of the day which will be completely Shabbos, of the Olam Habo, of the world to come. So if he's referring to the world to come, so why did he call it Shabbos, and why do we say it on Shabbos then? We should say it in the world to come. Because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo. Our Shabbos has a little degree of the Yom Shekula Shabbos, of the world of complete rest and peace in it. And it was our Shabbos that attaches the world to that great Shabbos. We see that all of this was written in a double language, the whole Mizmor. For example, Tev lehedis Lashem ulezame leshimcha l'yoy lehagi babeke chazdecho v'emunoscha ba'leiles. The whole Zemer was written in a double verse. And the world to come was known as an Olam Kofel, a double world. Why? Because there are the two dimensions. There's the dimension of this world, which is its garb, and then the inner dimension of the world to come. It was a double world. And it states that by Echal Elokim b'Yom HaShvi, Kodesh Baruch Hu completed the creation on the seventh day. The perfection of the creation came on the seventh day, Bo Shabbos Bo Menucha. Peace came to the world with Shabbos. And it was that seventh day, which was beyond the 6 days of creation, which acted as the link between this world and the next world. Because the first 6 days, these were all physical days. Yemei Malocha, these were days of physical work. And the world to come is completely spiritual. And the link which tied the two worlds together was the Yom HaShvi, Shabbos. And therefore, Vayechal Elokim b'Yom HaShvi, the completion of the world came with the seventh day. Because only when this world was linked to the next world was there a completion. And this is why our Shabbos is called Shabbos. In Olam Habo, the next world is called Shabbos Yom Shekula Shabbos. And this is why our Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo. Through our Shabbos, we can see a degree of the great Shabbos to come. And this is what Dovid HaMelech was singing to. Mizmor Shir Le'Yom HaShabbos. A Shir to the Shabbos, which is encompasses the Shabbos to come. And Tov Lehedis LaHashem, he said that it's good to praise Hashem Lazam Elishim Chel Alyeim and to sing out to Him. Why? Why is it so good to praise Hashem? We praise Hashem when we see His perfection, when we see His greatness, when we see there is no flaw, there is no imperfection. If you see an artist, Avdil, a Rembrandt, why do we praise a Rembrandt? There were thousands and thousands of painters in the world. Because a Rembrandt is flawless. It is perfect. The same when you see a great musician. A musician of historical fame. You praise him because it is flawless. Tev lehedis lahashem ulezam eloshim chelyon. David said, we must praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because His world is perfect, without flaw. Ma godlu ma'asecho Hashem. How great is your work, Hashem. Me'od omku machshaveisecho. How deep your thoughts are. Then why was David praising on Shabbos? Because David said as follows. In the beginning, I thought this world was not perfect. It was a bad world. Because I saw Israel, devuim, tchufim, tchufim. Israel was downtrodden. They were persecuted. And they were annihilated, and they were butchered. And the Rishoyim, Yemach Shemom, Vizichrom, they are living on the fat of the land. Can we say this is a good world? And the righteous David said, David was a very righteous man, but he lived a life of affliction, a life of great affliction. Never had peace, was always pursued and persecuted and slandered and conspired against from the beginning to the end. The righteous, this is the lot of the righteous. The beginning I thought this was not a good world. Where is the yosher? Where is the perfection, the uprightness? Where is the mishpat? Where is the judgment in this world? But when I saw the Shabbos, I see that it is a perfect world. Because this world was not created in its own right. This world was created together with the next world. It is an olam kofel. It is a double world. And it is the Shabbos that links the two worlds. If this world was created independently, it would not be a good world. But because it's created together with the next world, it is a perfect world. And David said, "Lahagid ba'beke chazdecho ve'emunoscho ba'leilos." We must speak of the great kindliness of Hashem in the mornings and we must speak of your faith at night. The Gemara tells us in Psochim, Boker Zeilem Abo, morning, that's the world to come. That's the world of light. Lailo, the night, Zeilem Hazer, that's this world. This world is nighttime. In the next world, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his kindliness will be evident. We won't have to have faith in Bitochen. We will see his chesed. This world, this demands faith in Bitochen. Because this world, his kindliness is not evident, is not apparent. Lahagid babeike chazdecho. In the mornings, in the light of the next world, there we will tell of your great chesed. Ve'monoscha ba'leilo is in this world, in the nights of Spain, the nights of Rome, the nights of Russia, the nights of Nazi Germany, the nights of Bovel, the nights of Tisha B'Av. Here we cannot sing out to your chesed, but we will sing out to your emunoscha, to your faith. Ale osar avel novel halehigyoin bechinor. And then David said that I will play to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on an osar. What is an osar? An osar is a harp with 10 strings. From the word asor. It's a very interesting gemara. The Gemara Masechta Erechim and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis states, Kinor Shohoya B'Migdosh Hoya Shel Zayin Nimin. The harp which was used in the Beis HaMikdosh had 7 strings. And that's our scale. Our musical scale has 7 notes. The 8th note is the repetition of the first note. U'Limaisa Mashiach, but when the Mashiach comes, and that's when there'll be the perfection of this physical world, a new harp will be discovered. A new instrument will be discovered. A new note will be discovered. Shel Shmeina Nimin. The harp which we will use in the Beis HaMikdosh then will have 8 strings, 8 notes. Ulo Osid. And in the world to come, Shel Asor Nimin, will have 10 notes. In this world, we can sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shira, when a person sings, this represents that he's praising. He's praising something that's perfect. But the perfection of this world, we can see only in the dimension of 7. Not more. So it's not, we cannot see complete perfection here. 7 is all we can see. And these were the 7 levels that the world was created in during the 7 days of Bereishis. When the Melech HaMashiach comes and he will bring peace to the world and he will return the Malchus, the kingship of Israel, to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and he will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and there will be judgment in the world again. A new dimension will be created in the world. A new song will be created. And it will be a harp with 8 strings. But still not the ultimate perfection. Because still man will be physical. And he'll have the constant battle with his physical element. The constant battle to rise above physical man. And to perfect himself. But in the world to come, there will be total perfection. And the harp that will be used to sing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have 10 strings. And therefore David HaMelech said, Lahagid babeke chazdecho, to sing out to your chesed in the mornings, ale osor, in the mornings, in the light of the world to come, I will play on a harp of 10 strings. David HaMelech was the great singer and the great player of the harp. He says, I will not use a harp with 7 strings, but with 10, because then we will see your perfection clearly. And then David said, Ki semachtani Hashem before lech v'masi yodech adanein. I was very sad when I saw this world. I saw what's going on. I was sad because I didn't understand it. But now that I understand it, and I see that this world is only a pruz daughter, the Gemara says. This world is only a small, small antechamber to the chocolate and to the great, great palace and castle. Haskei atzmecho bepruzder. This is a world merely to prepare yourself to that great world of beyond. And this we see through the Shabbos. That is our window, our looking glass. So David said, Ma godlu ma'asecho Hashem. How great are the acts of Hashem. Yed omku ma'asecho. How deep are your thoughts. Ish ba'a le'yedo uksili yavin ezreis. The barren and the empty and the foolish do not understand this. Do not understand what? Bifreyach rishayim kimei esav. In this world we see the rishayim, the wicked, flourish. They flourish like grass. There's nothing that grows easier and quicker than grass. And in this world, the rishoyim, the evil, flourish like grass. Yotzitzu kol pole ovet. And the barren people and the foolish people do not understand why they're flourishing like grass. They think they're flourishing like grass because they're having great success. Do you know why grass flourishes so quickly? Because its ultimate attainment is so humble. When you're growing grass, it's not the same as cultivating oranges. You can grow grass and weeds anywhere. It's not creating an orchard. It's not creating a vineyard. It's not creating an olive grove. And the foolish people and the barren say, look, you see how this nation has flourished. And you see how this religion has flourished. And you see how this undertaking has flourished. And you see that man went and built a business, and in a few years he built a tremendous empire. And you see this person undertook such an undertaking and it flourished. And here you see by Klal Yisrael, whatever they do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those that are L'Shem Shomayim, who do for him, for his sake, on each one a history book can be written of the tzoros, of the trials and tribulations that they had. From the time of Avram Avinu, of Asor and Ishenis, that was tested 10 times, to Yitzchok and to Yaakov. Yaakov was known as the Ish Yisurin that had so much trouble, he was always being pursued by Esav. And so on and so on. All the way to modern times. And David HaMelech said that when I see the Rishoyim flourish like grass, this brings me great joy. To the empty person, he thinks this is a sign of success. To me, it brings great joy. Simachtani, you have made me rejoice. Because lishmadam adead, you let them flourish like grass, so you can give them the reward immediately and then destroy them forever. That in the world to come, which will be the world forever, there they will not be present there. Grass grows easily, and so do weeds, but can be destroyed easily also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them immediately. Let them have their part in this world. In order, lishmedam adead, that they should be destroyed forever in the next world. Kinei evecho Hashem, kinei evecho yevedu. Your enemies you destroy in this world. Yispordu kol po'alei oven. All of those who conspire will be lost and destroyed and separated and dispersed. The tzaddik, That's a different story. Tzadik hatomo yifroch. The righteous grow like a date tree. A date tree is not easy to cultivate. Ke'eres balvonon yizger. And they tower like the heights of the cedars. The cedar tree is the highest tree and the strongest tree there is. Takes generations to grow a cedar tree. But a cedar tree cannot be uprooted. The foolish think that when something flourishes quickly, oh, it's a sign of success. Nishbar le'eda, the empty don't understand this. The tzaddik is the cedar tree. Can a cedar tree flourish like grass? Generations it takes to create a cedar tree. But the cedar tree lasts for centuries. And grass becomes whipped up immediately. And this is the Ishbar le'yeda uksil le'yovin ezois, the foolish world do not understand. Right away they look at the success that one is having, look at the growth that one is having. And meanwhile, the tzaddik, for generation and generation, toils and toils with almost no apparent success. If you ever watch a cedar tree grow, one will not see it in his lifetime. And David said, why is this? Because Shesulim Beveis Hashem Bechatzreis Elokeinu Yafricho. The Rishoyim, the wicked, where are their roots? Their roots are a few inches deep in the ground. So therefore they will flourish like grass. But the righteous, where are their roots? Their roots are in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's not this world. It's beyond this world. And therefore, Bechatzreis Elokeinu Yafrichu, they grow in the courtyards of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you think it's easy to create something in the courtyards of the Almighty? And therefore, O Genuvan B'Seivor, D'Sheinim V'Ranenim Yu, even in their old age, long after the Rishoyim are all forgotten, they are still young. They are still ripe. And they still give forth their fruits. Because their roots are deep. You come and you want to build a little shack. You don't need much of a foundation for it. 1, 2, 3, you can put it up. But 1, 2, 3, it'll be destroyed. You come and you want to build a building 100 stories high. There you need deep foundations. There you need a strong base. Because this you want to last for centuries. The Ummah Ha'Olam, the nations of the world, they flourish like the grass, but only to be forgotten from history. Babel flourished like grass, the Babylonian Empire. The Persian Empire flourished like the weeds. The Greek Empire flourished like no nation before. And the Roman Empire flourished. And what happened to these empires? Decay. Total destruction. Just as grass grew and grass withered. Klal Yisrael has been building for centuries. And they have weathered every storm and every war and every pogrom. Yisrael is still here. The Sefer Torah is still here. There are still mitzvahs. There are still yeshivas. Yeshivas were destroyed in Spain, only to spring up again in Portugal. They were destroyed in Portugal, and they just spring up again in North Africa. They were destroyed there to spring up again in Germany, and then in France, and then in Poland. And they were destroyed in Europe only to spring up again in the Western world. They are indestructible. The cedar tree, the Erez, cannot be destroyed. And this, David HaMelech said, Ki Shemachtani, this has brought rejoicing to me. Lahagid ki Yoshar Hashem Tzurim Le'avlosaboy, that I can express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your world is perfect. Le'avlosaboy, there is no inequity in your world, but it is perfect. And this entire praise comes because of the Shabbos. Because through the Shabbos, we can see that this world is attached to the next world. And because of this, your world is perfect. If not for this, then we will not be able to sing to Hashem. But here we must sing with faith. Emunoscha Balelais, because this is the world of nighttime. There we will not have to sing with faith. But Lagid Chazdecho, there we can tell of your great deeds and your compassion. And this is what the Gemara tells us. In Brochos and Daf Heyom and Beis, the Gemara tells us, Ein, Gemara brings a case. Shom Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Lezer, Shoy Mitztare, Rabbi Yechanan saw Rabbi Lezer that was being Mitztare. He was having sufferings and pains. He was depressed. Omalei, why are you depressed? Lo matom mitztayer. Im bishlul mizeinai, shaloi kedei sipukho. Is it perhaps because you don't have enough to eat? Perhaps you don't have enough. You are not making enough to support your family. He said, don't worry. Ein odom zeiche l'shtei shulchonos. No man can have two tables in this world. No man can have everything in this world. You either have the physical table or you have the spiritual table. Both tables you can't have. And why is this? Because if you have everything in this world, then this is a sign you have attained the ultimate. And Israel never attains the ultimate. They have so much to grow. Achris and Besef, and only at the very end of their days have they attained what they can attain. Tosfos asks the kasha. We see Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, the great Rabbi, was zeicher l'shtei shulchanos. He had the shulchan of Torah, the table of Torah, a whole dynasty of Torah, and he had a dynasty of wealth. He was a ruler. He was Anosi, and he was nobility. He was on an equal level with Antinous of the great Roman Empire. The Maral says, but we find that Rebbe, the Gemara says, was a great Bal Yisurin. He had great wealth and majesty, but he suffered physically. He was a sick man. Because reward comes, completion comes, perfection comes, when we have finished the task. And if we have finished the task, that's a shortcoming in Israel, because the potential is so much greater. And that's why the Gemara tells us in Erechim, Antef Zayin Omad Beis Kol Asher Hu Arboim Yem Bele Yisurin Kfar Kibo Elome Beile Mazeh. If a person goes 40 days without any trouble, 40 days passes and he didn't have any tzoris whatsoever, he shouldn't say how glücklich, how fortunate I am. But he should worry. Why should he worry? He should worry and start to think it's possible that he's being paid off in this world. It's possible that all of his reward that he was supposed to get in the next world, he's been paid off here. So he should start to worry. It's possible everything he's having here, and there'll be nothing left for him to grow further in. This is why we find that in this world, the nations flourish and the Rishoyim flourish. And Klal Yisrael has so many difficulties. It's because of their tremendous potential, because of their greatness, what yet can be acquired. And actually the source of this goes back to Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav, from Yaakov came Israel, and from Esav came Edom, the great Roman Empire. The Chazal tell us that Shohoya Meribin Benachli Shtei Alomis. Yaakov, he was destined for the world to come. He was the master of the spiritual world. Esav was the master of the physical world. From the fat of the land will be your dwelling place. And we find Esav had great success in this world. He was destined to become the master of this world. But Yaakov had very, very difficult times in this world, because his world was the next world. We find an interesting note. Esav was East Side. Yudea Tzayid, Tzayid the thief. Esav was the one who always deceived his father. He was the master of deception, sages tell us. So great of a master of deception that even Yitzchok, his father, was deceived into thinking that he was more righteous than Yaakov Avinu. This was the great self-righteousness of the Roman Empire. Yaakov, on the other hand, states Ishtam. He was perfectly upright. Truthful, Titein Emes LeYaakov. This physical world is known as the Alma DeShikra, the world of deceit. Because it is purely exterior, it is purely superficial. If a person puts on a garb, even though the garb honors him, but this is not the true individual. The garment is not the individual. It is superficially the individual. And that's what this world is. The world to come, the spiritual world, that's the pnimi, that's the inner core. That's what is concealed. That is what is genuine and true. And because Esav was destined to become the master of this world, and his talents lied in this world, he also was the master of deceit. Because this is the world of superficiality. We can build great buildings, and we can build cities, and we can build armies. And we can make a lot of publicity and a lot of noise. But true achievements? Hardly. And this was Esav, and this was this world, and his children, the nations. Yaakov was the Ishtam. Ein Yodea L'Ramesh. He didn't know how to deceive. He was upright, perfect. Yeshe Vayalim, who dwelled in the tents of Torah. Because Torah is the concealed, deep, true achievement of the world. So therefore this world was not Yaakov's. And he found great difficulty in it. But he was destined to become the master of the Olam HaEmes, of the true world. Not of the garb of the world, but of the true essence of the world. And that is why that to see the ultimate truth and the ultimate perfection of Yisrael, this we have to wait until the perfection of the world, when the Yemais HaMashiach, when the Mashiach comes, and in the next world. But Ein Atoyo Dea, do you not know that in this world, Klal Yisrael Dechufim Uschufim, they are downtrodden, and they are persecuted, and subjected to humility. Einam Yecholin Lekabel Leirev Teva Veleirev Pronius. It is impossible for them to receive too much goodness in this world, or too much punishment either in this world. They are like the Zayis. They are like the Aleph. Ma Zayis Tchilosan Mosu Mar V'Seifoy Mosuk. The Aleph in the beginning is bitter, but its ultimate is sweet. Af Yisrael Uma Zayis Ein Achrisom Ele V'Seifot. Its perfection comes only at the end of days. Af Yisrael, Yisrael also, its perfection comes only at the end of the days. We should be zeicher to see the perfection and the ultimate true achievements and success of Yisrael. Bimheirav Yamina.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.